The Gift of Therapy by Irvin Yalom. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Gift of Therapy, An Open Letter to a New Generation of Therapists and Their Patients, by Irvin Yalom, is a book that provides guidance and advice to both therapists and their patients. Yalom, a renowned psychiatrist and psychotherapist, has written this book to help those in the field of psychotherapy to better understand the process of therapy and to help their patients to get the most out of their therapy sessions. He also provides advice to those who are considering therapy, as well as those who are already in therapy. Yalom begins by discussing the importance of the therapist-patient relationship. He emphasizes the need for a trusting relationship between the two, and how this relationship can be the foundation for successful therapy. He also discusses the importance of the therapist's ability to listen and to be open to the patient's feelings and experiences. He also stresses the importance of the therapist's ability to be honest and direct with the patient, and to be willing to confront the patient when necessary. Yalom then goes on to discuss the various techniques and approaches that can be used in therapy. He discusses the use of psychodynamic therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, and interpersonal therapy. He also discusses the use of group therapy, and how it can be beneficial for both the therapist and the patient. He also discusses the use of medication, and how it can be used to help the patient in their therapy. Yalom then goes on to discuss the importance of self-care for both the therapist and the patient. He emphasizes the need for the therapist to take care of themselves, both physically and emotionally, in order to be able to provide the best care for their patients. He also discusses the importance of the patient taking responsibility for their own healing, and how this can be beneficial for both the therapist and the patient. Finally, Yalom discusses the importance of the therapist's ability to be creative and to think outside of the box. He emphasizes the need for the therapist to be able to think of new and innovative ways to help their patients, and to be willing to take risks in order to help their patients. He also discusses the importance of the therapist's ability to be flexible and to be willing to adjust their approach to the patient's needs. The Gift of Therapy is an invaluable resource for both therapists and their patients. Yalom provides a wealth of knowledge and advice that can help both the therapist and the patient to get the most out of their therapy sessions. He also provides insight into the importance of the therapist-patient relationship, and how it can be the foundation for successful therapy. He also provides advice on the various techniques and approaches that can be used in therapy, as well as the importance of self-care for both the therapist and the patient. Finally, he emphasizes the need for the therapist to be creative and to think outside of the box in order to help their patients. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The therapeutic relationship is the most important factor in successful therapy. The therapeutic relationship is the foundation of successful therapy, as it is the connection between the therapist and the patient that allows for the patient to feel safe and comfortable enough to explore their issues. Main idea number 2. The therapist should be genuine and authentic. The therapist should be genuine and authentic in their interactions with the patient, as this will help to create a trusting relationship and allow the patient to feel safe and secure. Main idea number 3. The therapist should be aware of their own biases. The therapist should be aware of their own biases and how they may affect the therapeutic relationship, as this can lead to a more effective and successful therapy. Main idea number 4. The therapist should be open to learning from the patient. The therapist should be open to learning from the patient, as this can help to create a more meaningful and effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 5. The therapist should be aware of their own limitations. The therapist should be aware of their own limitations and be willing to refer the patient to another therapist if necessary, as this can help to ensure the patient receives the best possible care. Main idea number 6. The therapist should be aware of the patient's needs. The therapist should be aware of the patient's needs and be willing to adjust their approach to meet those needs, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 7. The therapist should be open to feedback from the patient. The therapist should be open to feedback from the patient, as this can help to ensure the patient is receiving the best possible care and that the therapeutic relationship is effective. Main idea number 8. The therapist should be aware of the patient's cultural background. The therapist should be aware of the patient's cultural background and be willing to adjust their approach to meet the patient's needs, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 9. The therapist should be aware of the patient's goals. The therapist should be aware of the patient's goals and be willing to adjust their approach to meet those goals, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 10. The therapist should be aware of the patient's progress. The therapist should be aware of the patient's progress and be willing to adjust their approach to meet the patient's needs, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 11. The therapist should be aware of the patient's strengths. The therapist should be aware of the patient's strengths and be willing to use those strengths to help the patient reach their goals, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 12. The therapist should be aware of the patient's weaknesses. The therapist should be aware of the patient's weaknesses and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient overcome those weaknesses, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 13. The therapist should be aware of the patient's values. The therapist should be aware of the patient's values and be willing to adjust their approach to meet those values, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 14. The therapist should be aware of the patient's expectations. The therapist should be aware of the patient's expectations and be willing to adjust their approach to meet those expectations, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 15. The therapist should be aware of the patient's resources. The therapist should be aware of the patient's resources and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient access those resources, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 16. The therapist should be aware of the patient's support system. The therapist should be aware of the patient's support system and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient access those resources, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 17. The therapist should be aware of the patient's environment. The therapist should be aware of the patient's environment and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient cope with their environment, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 18. The therapist should be aware of the patient's coping skills. The therapist should be aware of the patient's coping skills and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient develop new coping skills, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 19. The therapist should be aware of the patient's progress over time. The therapist should be aware of the patient's progress over time and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient reach their goals, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 20. The therapist should be aware of the patient's potential. The therapist should be aware of the patient's potential and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient reach their potential, as this can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The therapeutic relationship is the foundation of successful therapy. It is the connection between the therapist and the patient that allows for the patient to feel safe and comfortable enough to explore their issues. This relationship is based on trust, respect, and understanding, and it is essential for the patient to feel that their therapist is genuinely interested in their well-being. The therapist must be able to create an environment of acceptance and non-judgment, and must be able to provide the patient with the necessary support and guidance to help them work through their issues. The therapeutic relationship is a two-way street, and it is important for the patient to be open and honest with their therapist. The therapist must also be willing to listen and understand the patient's needs and feelings, and be able to provide the necessary support and guidance. The therapist must also be able to provide the patient with the necessary tools and techniques to help them work through their issues. The therapeutic relationship is the most important factor in successful therapy, as it is the connection between the therapist and the patient that allows for the patient to feel safe and comfortable enough to explore their issues. Without this relationship, the patient may not be able to open up and discuss their issues, and the therapy may not be successful. Therefore, it is essential for the therapist to create a safe and supportive environment for the patient to explore their issues and work through them. Main idea number two. The therapist should be genuine and authentic in their interactions with the patient. This means that the therapist should be honest and open about their own feelings and experiences, and should not be afraid to share them with the patient. The therapist should also be open to hearing the patient's feelings and experiences, and should be willing to listen without judgment. This will help to create a trusting relationship between the therapist and the patient, and will allow the patient to feel safe and secure in the therapeutic environment. The therapist should also be compassionate and understanding, and should be able to empathize with the patient's struggles. This will help the patient to feel heard and understood, and will create a sense of connection between the therapist and the patient. The therapist should also be non-judgmental and should be able to accept the patient's feelings and experiences without judgment or criticism. The therapist should also be respectful of the patient's boundaries and should not push the patient to share more than they are comfortable with. The therapist should also be patient and should not rush the patient to make progress. This will help the patient to feel safe and secure in the therapeutic environment, and will allow them to make progress at their own pace. Main idea number three. The therapist should be aware of their own biases and how they may affect the therapeutic relationship. This is an important part of the therapeutic process, as it can help the therapist to better understand the client's perspective and provide more effective treatment. It is also important to recognize that biases can be both conscious and unconscious, and that they can be based on a variety of factors such as gender, race, culture, and religion. By being aware of their own biases, the therapist can be more mindful of how they interact with the client and ensure that their own biases do not interfere with the therapeutic process. It is also important for the therapist to be aware of how their own biases may be influencing their therapeutic approach. For example, if the therapist has a bias against a certain type of therapy, they may be less likely to use it with their clients. Similarly, if the therapist has a bias towards a certain type of therapy, they may be more likely to use it with their clients. By being aware of their own biases, the therapist can ensure that they are providing the best possible treatment for their clients. Finally, it is important for the therapist to be aware of how their own biases may be impacting the therapeutic relationship. If the therapist is not aware of their own biases, they may be more likely to make assumptions about the client or their situation that are not accurate. This can lead to misunderstandings and a lack of trust between the therapist and the client, which can ultimately lead to a less successful therapy. Main idea number four. The therapist should be open to learning from the patient. This means being willing to listen to the patient's experiences, feelings, and perspectives, and to take them seriously. It also means being willing to consider the patient's ideas and suggestions, and to incorporate them into the therapeutic process. By doing so, the therapist can create a more meaningful and effective therapeutic relationship, one that is based on mutual respect and understanding. The therapist should also be open to learning from the patient about the patient's culture, values, and beliefs. This can help the therapist to better understand the patient's experiences and to provide more effective treatment. It can also help the therapist to create a more inclusive and respectful therapeutic environment, one that is more likely to foster positive change. Finally, the therapist should be open to learning from the patient about the patient's own strengths and resources. This can help the therapist to identify and build on the patient's existing skills and abilities, and to create a more empowering therapeutic relationship. By doing so, the therapist can help the patient to develop a greater sense of self-efficacy and to become more actively involved in their own healing process. Main idea number 5. The therapist should be aware of their own limitations and be willing to refer the patient to another therapist if necessary. This is important because it allows the therapist to recognize when they are not the best person to provide the care the patient needs. It also allows the therapist to ensure that the patient receives the best possible care. Referring a patient to another therapist can be beneficial in many ways. It can provide the patient with access to a different perspective and a different approach to therapy. It can also provide the patient with access to a therapist who specializes in the particular issue the patient is facing. Additionally, it can provide the patient with access to a therapist who is better suited to their individual needs. Ultimately, it is important for the therapist to be aware of their own limitations and be willing to refer the patient to another therapist if necessary. This can help to ensure that the patient receives the best possible care and that their needs are met in the most effective way possible. Main idea number 6. The therapist should be aware of the patient's needs and be willing to adjust their approach to meet those needs. This means that the therapist should be open to understanding the patient's individual circumstances and be willing to tailor their approach to best suit the patient's needs. This could involve taking into account the patient's cultural background, gender, age, and other factors that may influence their experience of therapy. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's goals and expectations for therapy, and be willing to adjust their approach to ensure that these goals are met. Creating a therapeutic relationship that is tailored to the patient's needs can help to ensure that the patient feels comfortable and safe in the therapeutic environment. This can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship, as the patient will be more likely to open up and share their thoughts and feelings. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's emotional state and be willing to adjust their approach to ensure that the patient is not overwhelmed or triggered by the therapeutic process. By being aware of the patient's needs and being willing to adjust their approach to meet those needs, the therapist can create a more effective therapeutic relationship that is tailored to the patient's individual circumstances. This can help to ensure that the patient feels comfortable and safe in the therapeutic environment, and can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship. Main idea number 7. The therapist should be open to feedback from the patient, as this can help to ensure the patient is receiving the best possible care and that the therapeutic relationship is effective. It is important for the therapist to be receptive to the patient's feedback, as it can provide valuable insight into how the patient is responding to the therapy and what areas may need to be addressed. The therapist should also be willing to discuss any concerns the patient may have about the therapy, and to make any necessary adjustments to ensure the patient is comfortable and the therapy is effective. The therapist should also be open to the patient's suggestions for how the therapy can be improved. This can help to ensure that the patient is actively engaged in the process and that the therapy is tailored to their individual needs. The therapist should also be willing to discuss any changes that the patient may want to make to the therapy, and to work with the patient to find the best possible solution. Finally, the therapist should be open to the patient's ideas for how the therapy can be adapted to their individual needs. This can help to ensure that the therapy is tailored to the patient's specific needs and that the patient is receiving the best possible care. The therapist should also be willing to discuss any changes that the patient may want to make to the therapy, and to work with the patient to find the best possible solution. Main idea number 8. The therapist should be aware of the patient's cultural background and be willing to adjust their approach to meet the patient's needs. This means taking into account the patient's cultural values, beliefs, and customs, and understanding how these may influence their experience of therapy. It is important to recognize that different cultures may have different expectations of therapy, and that these expectations may be different from the therapist's own. For example, some cultures may place a greater emphasis on the role of the family in therapy, while others may be more individualistic. By being aware of these differences, the therapist can create a more effective therapeutic relationship. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's language and communication style. This means being aware of the patient's native language, as well as any other languages they may be familiar with. It also means being aware of the patient's communication style, such as whether they prefer to communicate verbally or non-verbally. By being aware of these differences, the therapist can ensure that the patient feels comfortable and understood in the therapeutic relationship. Finally, the therapist should be aware of the patient's cultural context. This means being aware of the patient's social, economic, and political environment, and understanding how these factors may influence their experience of therapy. By being aware of these factors, the therapist can create a more effective therapeutic relationship and ensure that the patient's needs are met. Main idea number 9. The therapist should be aware of the patient's goals and be willing to adjust their approach to meet those goals. This means that the therapist should take the time to understand the patient's individual needs and preferences, and be willing to tailor their approach to best meet those needs. This could involve changing the type of therapy used, the frequency of sessions, or the focus of the sessions. By being open to adjusting their approach, the therapist can create a more effective therapeutic relationship with the patient, as the patient will feel that their needs are being taken into account and respected. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's progress towards their goals. This means that the therapist should regularly assess the patient's progress and adjust their approach accordingly. This could involve changing the focus of the sessions, or introducing new techniques or strategies to help the patient reach their goals. By regularly assessing the patient's progress, the therapist can ensure that the patient is making progress towards their goals and that the therapy is having a positive effect. Finally, the therapist should be open to feedback from the patient. This means that the therapist should be willing to listen to the patient's thoughts and feelings about the therapy, and be willing to make changes if necessary. By being open to feedback, the therapist can ensure that the patient is getting the most out of the therapy and that the therapy is meeting the patient's needs. Main idea number 10. The therapist should be aware of the patient's progress and be willing to adjust their approach to meet the patient's needs. This means that the therapist should be open to feedback from the patient and be willing to modify their approach if the patient is not responding to the current treatment. The therapist should also be aware of any changes in the patient's condition and be willing to adjust the treatment plan accordingly. This can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship, as the patient will feel that their needs are being taken into account and that the therapist is genuinely interested in their progress. The therapist should also be aware of any potential obstacles that may be preventing the patient from making progress. This could include any external factors such as family or work pressures, or any internal factors such as feelings of guilt or shame. By being aware of these potential obstacles, the therapist can help the patient to identify and address them, which can help to create a more positive therapeutic environment. Finally, the therapist should be aware of any changes in the patient's attitude or behavior that may indicate that the patient is not responding to the treatment. This could include changes in the patient's mood, attitude, or behavior. By being aware of these changes, the therapist can adjust the treatment plan accordingly and ensure that the patient is making progress. Main idea number 11. The therapist should be aware of the patient's strengths and be willing to use those strengths to help the patient reach their goals. This can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship, as the patient will feel empowered and supported in their journey. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's weaknesses and be willing to work with them to help the patient overcome any obstacles they may face. By understanding the patient's strengths and weaknesses, the therapist can create a plan of action that will help the patient reach their goals in a safe and effective manner. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's values and beliefs, as these can help to shape the therapeutic relationship. By understanding the patient's values and beliefs, the therapist can create a plan of action that is tailored to the patient's individual needs. This can help to create a more meaningful therapeutic relationship, as the patient will feel that their values and beliefs are being respected and taken into consideration. Finally, the therapist should be aware of the patient's goals and be willing to work with them to help them reach those goals. By understanding the patient's goals, the therapist can create a plan of action that will help the patient reach their goals in a safe and effective manner. This can help to create a more successful therapeutic relationship, as the patient will feel that their goals are being taken seriously and that the therapist is committed to helping them reach those goals. Main idea number 12. The therapist should be aware of the patient's weaknesses and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient overcome those weaknesses. This means that the therapist should be open to exploring the patient's individual needs and be willing to tailor their approach to best suit the patient's needs. This could involve exploring the patient's past experiences, their current situation, and their goals for the future. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's strengths and use these to help the patient reach their goals. By doing this, the therapist can create a more effective therapeutic relationship and help the patient to make progress in their therapy. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's emotional state and be willing to adjust their approach accordingly. This could involve providing emotional support, helping the patient to identify and express their feelings, and helping the patient to develop coping strategies. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's cultural background and be willing to adjust their approach to best suit the patient's needs. By doing this, the therapist can create a more effective therapeutic relationship and help the patient to make progress in their therapy. Main idea number 13. The therapist should be aware of the patient's values and be willing to adjust their approach to meet those values. This means that the therapist should take the time to get to know the patient and understand their values, beliefs, and goals. This can help the therapist to create a more effective therapeutic relationship, as they can tailor their approach to the patient's individual needs. For example, if the patient has a strong religious belief, the therapist should be aware of this and be willing to incorporate it into the therapy. Similarly, if the patient has a strong cultural background, the therapist should be aware of this and be willing to incorporate it into the therapy. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's values and be willing to adjust their approach to meet those values. This means that the therapist should be open to exploring different approaches to therapy, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, psychodynamic therapy, or even alternative therapies. This can help the therapist to create a more effective therapeutic relationship, as they can tailor their approach to the patient's individual needs. For example, if the patient has a strong preference for a particular type of therapy, the therapist should be aware of this and be willing to incorporate it into the therapy. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's values and be willing to adjust their approach to meet those values. This means that the therapist should be open to exploring different techniques and strategies to help the patient reach their goals. This can help the therapist to create a more effective therapeutic relationship, as they can tailor their approach to the patient's individual needs. For example, if the patient has a strong preference for a particular type of technique or strategy, the therapist should be aware of this and be willing to incorporate it into the therapy. Main idea number 14. The therapist should be aware of the patient's expectations and be willing to adjust their approach to meet those expectations. This can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship by allowing the patient to feel heard and understood. The therapist should take the time to ask the patient about their expectations and be open to discussing any potential changes that could be made to the therapeutic approach. This could include changes to the frequency of sessions, the length of sessions, the type of therapy used, or any other changes that could help the patient feel more comfortable and supported. Additionally, the therapist should be willing to provide resources and support to the patient to help them reach their goals. By being aware of the patient's expectations and being willing to adjust the therapeutic approach, the therapist can create a more effective therapeutic relationship. This can help the patient to feel more comfortable and supported, which can lead to better outcomes. Additionally, the therapist should be open to discussing any potential changes that could be made to the therapeutic approach, as this can help to ensure that the patient's needs are being met. Ultimately, the therapist should strive to create a therapeutic relationship that is based on trust, understanding, and respect. Main idea number 15. The therapist should be aware of the patient's resources and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient access those resources. This could involve exploring the patient's support system, such as family, friends, and other professionals, and helping the patient to identify and utilize these resources. It could also involve helping the patient to identify and access resources within themselves, such as their own strengths, values, and goals. By being aware of the patient's resources and helping them to access them, the therapist can create a more effective therapeutic relationship. This can help the patient to feel more empowered and in control of their own healing process, and can help the therapist to better understand the patient's needs and how to best meet them. Main idea number 16. The therapist should be aware of the patient's support system and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient access those resources. This could include helping the patient to identify and connect with family members, friends, or other professionals who can provide emotional and practical support. The therapist should also be aware of any cultural or religious beliefs that may influence the patient's support system and be willing to adjust their approach accordingly. By understanding the patient's support system, the therapist can create a more effective therapeutic relationship and help the patient to access the resources they need to make progress in their treatment. The therapist should also be aware of any potential barriers that may prevent the patient from accessing their support system. These could include physical or emotional distance, financial constraints, or cultural or religious beliefs. By understanding these potential barriers, the therapist can help the patient to overcome them and access the resources they need. This could include providing practical advice or referring the patient to other professionals who can provide additional support. By being aware of the patient's support system and being willing to adjust their approach accordingly, the therapist can create a more effective therapeutic relationship and help the patient to access the resources they need to make progress in their treatment. Main idea number 17. The therapist should be aware of the patient's environment and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient cope with their environment. This means understanding the patient's home, work, and social life, as well as any other factors that may be influencing their mental health. The therapist should also be aware of any cultural or religious beliefs that may be impacting the patient's mental health. By being aware of the patient's environment, the therapist can better understand the patient's needs and tailor their approach to best meet those needs. By being aware of the patient's environment, the therapist can create a more effective therapeutic relationship. This means being able to empathize with the patient's struggles and provide support and guidance in a way that is tailored to the patient's individual needs. It also means being able to recognize when the patient's environment is having a negative impact on their mental health and being able to provide resources and support to help the patient cope with their environment. Ultimately, the therapist should be aware of the patient's environment and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient cope with their environment. This can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship and ensure that the patient is receiving the best possible care. Main idea number 18. The therapist should be aware of the patient's coping skills and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient develop new coping skills. This can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship, as the therapist can better understand the patient's needs and how to best help them. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's current coping skills and be willing to help them develop new ones. This can include teaching the patient relaxation techniques, cognitive restructuring, and problem-solving skills. Additionally, the therapist should be open to exploring the patient's past experiences and how they may be impacting their current coping skills. By understanding the patient's history, the therapist can better understand the patient's current coping skills and how to best help them. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's strengths and weaknesses when it comes to coping skills. This can help the therapist to tailor their approach to the patient's individual needs. For example, if the patient is struggling with anxiety, the therapist can focus on teaching the patient relaxation techniques and cognitive restructuring. On the other hand, if the patient is struggling with depression, the therapist can focus on teaching the patient problem-solving skills and how to better manage their emotions. By understanding the patient's strengths and weaknesses, the therapist can better help the patient develop new coping skills that are tailored to their individual needs. Overall, the therapist should be aware of the patient's coping skills and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient develop new coping skills. This can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship, as the therapist can better understand the patient's needs and how to best help them. Additionally, the therapist should be open to exploring the patient's past experiences and how they may be impacting their current coping skills. By understanding the patient's history, the therapist can better understand the patient's current coping skills and how to best help them. Finally, the therapist should be aware of the patient's strengths and weaknesses when it comes to coping skills, as this can help the therapist to tailor their approach to the patient's individual needs. Main idea number 19. The therapist should be aware of the patient's progress over time and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient reach their goals. This means that the therapist should be open to changing their approach as the patient's needs and goals evolve. This could include changing the type of therapy, the frequency of sessions, or the focus of the sessions. By being open to change, the therapist can ensure that the patient is receiving the best possible care and that the therapy is tailored to their individual needs. Additionally, the therapist should be aware of the patient's progress over time and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient reach their goals. This could include providing feedback on the patient's progress, offering encouragement, and providing support when needed. By being aware of the patient's progress, the therapist can ensure that the patient is making progress and that the therapy is helping them reach their goals. By being aware of the patient's progress over time and being willing to adjust their approach, the therapist can create a more effective therapeutic relationship. This can help to ensure that the patient is receiving the best possible care and that the therapy is tailored to their individual needs. Additionally, it can help to build trust between the therapist and the patient, which can be beneficial for both parties. Main idea number 20. The therapist should be aware of the patient's potential and be willing to adjust their approach to help the patient reach their potential. This means that the therapist should be open to exploring different approaches and techniques that may be more effective for the patient. The therapist should also be willing to listen to the patient's needs and be flexible in their approach. This can help to create a more effective therapeutic relationship, as the patient will feel more comfortable and secure in the therapeutic environment. Additionally, the therapist should be aware of the patient's strengths and weaknesses, and be able to use these to help the patient reach their potential. By understanding the patient's individual needs, the therapist can create a more tailored approach that will be more effective in helping the patient reach their goals. The therapist should also be aware of the patient's emotional state and be able to adjust their approach accordingly. This means that the therapist should be able to recognize when the patient is feeling overwhelmed or anxious, and be able to provide support and guidance to help the patient manage their emotions. Additionally, the therapist should be aware of the patient's triggers and be able to provide strategies to help the patient manage their reactions. By being aware of the patient's potential and being willing to adjust their approach, the therapist can create a more effective therapeutic relationship and help the patient reach their potential. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.